loving bombing to damage relations. Expose narcissist traits. Have you wondered about loving bombing to head over your heels and tumbling down from that hill in your relationship? Being in a relationship or creating new, we are constantly working to create beautiful memories for a lifetime to cherish and nourish our being. We, as humans, need people around us who can support us and evolve together. But what if we head over heels and tumble down from the sky to the graveyard of our emotions and mental health, where we end up with an anxiety therapist in Dubai for our mental health? Yes, when a person falls in love, they don't recognize the opposing face of a person or how much they affect their mind, body, and soul. As a person, when you love someone, it's obvious to ignore red flags because it's always sugar-coated with immense love and gifts that make you feel so important in their life. At the same time, the love can be vulnerable and choose to harm you at all levels, whether physical, emotional, mental, or financial. We ignore small fights and never see the red flags, our guidelines to see the reality. A narcissistic personality is a mental health condition in which people have a high sense of self-importance. They are constantly battling with two personalities within themselves, and they need and seek too much attention and want people to admire them. People with narcissistic personalities can affect you in many areas, such as emotionally, mentally, in relationships, work, school, or financial matters. People with narcissistic personalities may be generally disappointed if they don't get special favors they believe they deserve. They may find their relationships troubled and unfulfilling, and others may not enjoy being around them. Narcissists put their worthiness so low that others feel themselves doing wrong with a narcissist. It's a very manipulative trap they play with people. Every time they get to ignore you after you open up your hurt to them, they feel satisfied. Opening your heart to them is the worst idea because instead of understanding, they will use them against you and make awful and inhuman things which will destroy your peace of mind. Whenever you attract low dark energy, the light within you is haunted, and you will feel ghosted, caged and feels you are trapped with those energies. How to recognize if such low energy surrounds you? The most important thing is understanding that you are precious and worthy enough to live peacefully and that others respect your boundaries. Your gut is your second brain, it absorbs all the wounds and pains from the abuser. Your body will show you the signs when you are with narcissists or lower energy people. It might not make any sense for a moment, but trust me, it's all about communication between mind, body, and soul within yourself and raising your energy high, and leaving the victimhood. When a narcissist plays the role of predator behind the mask, a hunter always tries to hunt to satisfy their ego. They will try to take your powerful energy and make you feel empty and void. From hope to hopelessness to helplessness, sudden anger, severe migraines, acute body pain, stomach ache, constipation, nervousness, anxiety, brain fog, sudden nightmares, unknown fear, sleeping pattern changed, insomnia, heaviness in your chest, ghosted, sudden climate change in your house or office, electronics will stop working, as that might have never happened before. Recognize your symptom if you are with such energy and surrounded by people around you. Especially if you are more inclined towards your spiritual journey, it's very often to attract this kind of darkness. Why it's happening all of a sudden in your energy? On reality, darkness always attracts with light, and to fulfill their darkness they come to light to refill their energy. It's like sucking blood from your veins and throw you with their poisonous energy to make you dry, drain and dead. People with this lack of ability to understand or care about the feelings of others, how much they can damage their emotional and mental, where they end up with post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's tough to cope once healed. Again, going back to the same person or attracting the same narcissistic abuser, they pull up the old wounds we healed and make you confused and traumatized again and again. why are they like this? Narcissistic personality traits in both males and females often begin in teens or early adulthood. They have been raised in such an environment where they never see love and affection, poor parenting, and never get any support from a very young age. Getting into a child is also straightforward if both parents have narcissistic behavior. Raising them in low-energy environment and never fulfilling their needs and wants can damage and affect the brain as well, and they start building their way of being to rule this world as they want. Their terms and conditions drastically affect their near ones. They want to avoid facing the reality of their behavior and keep distracting people and confusing them. They don't need your emotional support, they need people to fulfill their ego. Conclusively, being with a narcissist can be a challenging one. But no need to worry now, as Light Angelic offers incredible healing sessions if you've suffered from a narcissist. Our life coach and mind healing consultant, Priti Palmer, will help you with the following healing techniques: past life regression, new moon meditation, full moon meditation, eclipse meditation, chakra balancing, grounded sea meditation, singing, sound frequency healing, holistic mind healing, Reiki balancing chakras with physical pain, rapid transformation therapy, relationship therapy, inner childhood therapy, healing vortex. So, if you're dealing with a narcissist, stop suffering more, visit us, and heal your mind, body, and soul.